The Scottish Parliamentary Corporate Body Privacy Notice. Who we are. This is the privacy notice of the Scottish Parliamentary Corporate Body, SPCB. How we use your information generally. This privacy notice explains how we collect and use personal information about you. In general terms, we collect and use personal information to fulfil the following functions and associated activities of the Scottish Parliament. Parliamentary functions. Education and learning. Legal services, including legal advice to the SPCB and members of the Scottish Parliament, MSPs. Licensing and registration, including registration of members' interests. Supporting and managing employees. Advertising, marketing, and public relations. Accounts and records. Information and data bank administration. Property management. Data matching. Crime prevention. And prosecution of offenders. Using our website. The SPCB uses cookies to gather information about how visitors use our website to help us improve its performance. And secondly, to improve the visitor experience when using our website by delivering pages more quickly or remembering user settings. Additionally, videos on the website use cookies created by third-party providers such as Flash or YouTube. The information we collect is anonymous. It cannot be used to identify you personally. For more information on the way we use cookies and how you can set your browser to control cookies, please look at the cookie policy on our website or ask us. Your rights. The General Data Protection Regulation, GDPR, sets out the rights that individuals have in relation to personal information held about them by data controllers. These rights are listed here, although whether you will be able to exercise each of these rights in a particular case may depend on the purpose for which the data controller is processing the data and the legal basis on which the processing takes place. Access to your information. You have the right to request a copy of the personal information about you that we hold. For more information, see our Data Subjects Access Request Policy or ask us. Correcting your information. We want to make sure that your personal information is accurate, complete, and up to date. You may ask us to correct any personal information about you that you believe does not meet these standards. Deletion of your information. You have the right to ask us to delete personal information about you where you consider that we no longer require the information for the purposes for which it was obtained. We are using that information with your consent and you have withdrawn your consent. See the Withdrawing Consent to Use of Your Information section. You have validly objected to our use of your personal information. See the Objecting to How We May Use Your Information section. Our use of your personal information is contrary to law or our other legal obligations. Objecting to how we may use your information. You have the right at any time to require us to stop using your personal information for direct marketing purposes. In addition, where we use your personal information to perform tasks carried out in the public interest, then if you ask us to, we will stop using that personal information unless there are overriding legitimate grounds to continue. Restricting how we may use your information. In some cases, you may ask us to restrict how we use your personal information. This right may apply, for example, where we are checking the accuracy of personal information about you that we hold, or assessing the validity of any objection you have made to our use of your information. The right might also apply where this is no longer a basis for using your personal information, but you don't want us to delete the data. Where this right is validly exercised, we may use the relevant personal information only with your consent for legal claims or where there are other public interest grounds to do so. Automated processing. If we use your personal information on an automated basis to make decisions which significantly affect you, you have the right to ask that the decision be reviewed by an individual to whom you may make representations and contest the decision. This right applies only where we use your information with your consent or as part of a contractual relationship with you. Withdrawing consent to use of your information. Where we use your personal information with your consent, you may withdraw that consent at any time, and we will stop using your personal information for the purpose or purposes for which consent was given. Please contact us if you wish to exercise any of these rights. Individual privacy notices give details of specific processing activities. To find out about these, please look on our website or contact us. Specific privacy statements. The privacy statements we publish under the following headings contain detailed information on how we handle personal data in relation to each of our specific functions and activities. Visiting and contacting the Parliament. Events and exhibitions. Using our website and our use of social media. requests to use our corporate identity. Research. Health and safety. Parliamentary business general. Parliamentary business petitions. Parliamentary business committees. Parliamentary business private bills. Assisting MSPs. Data protection and freedom of information. Complaints. Media and broadcasting. Recruitment. Information about external visitors. Contractors, suppliers, and customers. Freedom of Information Scotland Act 2002. The Scottish Parliament is covered by the Freedom of Information Scotland Act 2002. This Act requires us to disclose information we hold to the requester unless we are permitted to withhold it by an exemption. This includes personal data we hold. If the request covers personal data, the interests of the data subject must be considered, but ultimately we may be required by law to release the information to the person who has made the request. For more information on the Freedom of Information Scotland Act 2002, please visit the website of the Office of the Scottish Information Commissioner, www.itspublicknowledge.info. Changes to our privacy statement. We keep this privacy statement under regular review and will place any updates on our website. Copies in other formats can be obtained by contacting us. This privacy statement was last updated on the 10th of May 2018. Contact information. If you have any questions about the way in which we process personal data or about how to exercise your rights, please contact the Head of Information Governance. The address: the Scottish Parliament, Edinburgh, EH99 1SP. Telephone: 0131 348 6913. Text relay calls and calls in British Sign Language through contactscotland-bsl.org are also welcome. You can email dataprotection@parliament.scot. Complaints. We seek to resolve directly all complaints about how we handle personal information, but you also have the right to lodge a complaint with the Information Commissioner's Office. Online, https://ico.org.uk/global/contact-us/email/. Telephone: 0303 123 1113. The address: Information Commissioner's Office, Wycliffe House, Water Lane, Wilmslow, SK9 5AF.